And I said good morning to many of you, but good morning to all of you. Got all of you now. And such a blessing to be in the house of the Lord with God's people and greet one another with a hug. And blessing. Turn in your Bible with me to Psalm 70. Psalm 70. This is a short psalm, but you know there's a big message. Long message. And five verses, Psalm 70. It's called the Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Let's read these five verses. Make haste. Make haste, O God. This is our prayer, isn't it? Make haste, O God. We call upon the name of the true and living God. Deliver me. Redeem me. Make haste right now. Please, as a mercy beggar, help me. O Lord, Lord God, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. David had many enemies. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, David, yeah, we've got you now. Aha. Verse 4. Let those, this is the opposite of them. Let them be ashamed. Let them be turned back. Let them be put to confusion. Let them be turned backward. But let all those, I would have be one of those, don't you? Let all those that seek thee rejoice. Rejoice and be glad. Be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. All honor and glory unto the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor, glory, and blessing. Let God be magnified. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to deliver me. Oh, help me. Why? Verse 5. I'm poor. I'm bankrupt. I'm a sinner. I'm guilty. I'm poor and needy. You know, David says that over and over in the Psalms. I think I counted one time at least 10 times. I'm poor. I'm needy. I'm the bankrupt sinner on the dunghill. I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. Remember Psalm 40. It says, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help. Thou art my deliverer. O Lord, make no delay right now. Come right now. Today is the day of salvation. I am poor and needy. Now, what I want to work on for just a few minutes is let such, verse 4, let those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation. God's people, redeemed by His grace, they love God's salvation. They love the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, our Savior. We love that salvation that's of the Lord. Now, here's our critical need, our urgent plea, and our prayer and cry unto God, have mercy upon me. O God, make haste. Hurry. Deliver, which means rescue, save me. Who else is able but our great God? He's able to save to the uttermost. Who else is willing The Lord said, I came down from heaven to redeem God's people. Who else is pleased to do so? It pleased the Lord to save His people. None but our kinsman redeemer who is near kin. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who has the right to redeem. Who is able and willing to redeem His people. We see the reasons why we need salvation. We are poor and needy. Spiritually bankrupt. Guilty before God. None righteous. No, not one. By nature we have nothing, know nothing, and are nothing before God. Man in his best state is altogether vanity. We are needy creatures. Sinful creatures. What do we need? Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The Lord Jesus Christ is everything God has for the sinner. It's Christ. He's my wisdom. He's my righteousness. He's my sanctification. And He is my redemption. What has the Lord delivered us from? Sin. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. From the penalty of sin, from the guilt of sin, He redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. From sin's power, for we read in Romans, sin shall not have dominion over you. You're no longer under the law, but under grace. And one day by God's grace, from the very presence of sin, when the Lord will come and melt this earth and make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I told the folks in Kingsport a couple weeks ago about the environmental people that all the time are complaining about global warming. Global warming. I don't believe in global warming, but I do believe in global burning. It's going to make going to burn it. It's going to be dissolved, this earth, with an fervent heat. Make a new heaven and a new earth. We're in dwelleth righteousness. They aren't concerned about global burning, are they? Just the environment. Let them, who are these people in verses 2 and 3? Enemies of the gospel. Enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. It would say, away with them, we have no king but Caesar. Notice these powerful and weighty judgments against the enemies of Christ. He says, let them be ashamed. Let them be confounded. Let them be confused. Let them be turned back. What an awful judgment. I don't want to be found among them. I want to be among those found in Christ. I don't want to be among those that say, aha, I knew something was wrong with you. Well, everything is wrong with me, but everything is right with the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is my righteousness. I don't want to be among them, as the Scripture said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I want to be among those in verse 4. Let all those that seek Thee rejoice. Rejoice in Thee. Would you turn to a few Scriptures here in the Psalms? Let's see if we can't find some Psalms here to help us. Turn over here to Psalm, I believe it is 33. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let all those that seek Thee, the true and living God, let us rejoice. Rejoice. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. That's Psalm 32, verse 11. Psalm 33, 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely and proper. Praise the Lord with a harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery. Nips Him with a ten string. Sing unto Him a new song. That's the song of redemption. We always have plenty of reason to rejoice in our great God. Our great God. Rejoice in the Lord. Believers are seekers. They seek to know the Lord Jesus Christ, more of His person, more of His glorious redeeming work. As the heart, turn to Psalm 42. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, So panteth my soul after thee, O God, for that true living water. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God? Believers are seekers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers do rejoice in Him. And believers do love God's salvation. Now, I've got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to give you 5 things in 10 minutes. Number one, 5 reasons why believers love. You see that in verse 4? Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Number one, believers love God's salvation because we've experienced it in our heart. For salvation is a heart work. Now an experience, a religious experience, is not salvation. Don't look to that. But salvation by the grace of God, that God works in you, is certainly something we do experience. And I was thinking this verse this morning. Turn over here to Psalm, I believe it's Psalm 34. That's it, Psalm 34. Turn right there. Salvation by the grace of God. God who has begun a good work in you. He's done a work for us. No doubt about that. He redeemed us with His own blood. He's done that justifying work for us upon Calvary's tree. But there is that work of salvation that He does within our heart. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. For there is no want to them that fear Him. When you taste something, I mean, you can look at it all day. When you look at some food, you don't really experience it, do you? Till you eat it. Till you taste it. We have tasted of the Lord, and we want more. He is gracious. He is gracious. So we believers love God's salvation because we've experienced it in our heart. Salvation is a revelation of the glory of God that shines in our heart. It's Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. It's a revelation of God, the glory of God in the face of Christ. Secondly, believers love God's salvation because of the design of it, the method of it, the power of it, the glory of it. Talk about the power of it. You remember what Paul said to Timothy? It's God who saved. Don't be ashamed of that gospel. For it's God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose. His own purpose and grace, given us in the Lord Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world, according to His purpose, according to His power, according to His grace. Believers love God's salvation because of the grand design of it. The grand design of redemption is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the method of it. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. God saved us. Substitution, satisfaction. Brother Henry used to teach us, learn those two words. Christ our substitute, satisfaction. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Substitution and satisfaction. Believers love God's salvation because of the design of it, the power of it, the glory of it. Thirdly, believers love God's salvation because of the certainty of it. The certainty of it. The sureness of it. We read in Romans 4, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, that the promise might be sure to all the seed. All the promises of God in the Lord Jesus Christ are, well, yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God. I love the certainty of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn over here to Psalm, the only Psalm. Turn to the only Psalm. You got it, haven't you? Psalm 62. The only Psalm. I love the certainty of the Psalm, the certainty of this salvation in Christ. We run no risk trusting the Lord Jesus Christ Himself for all salvation. Psalm 62. You got it there? The only psalm. It's known by that title, the only psalm. Verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. You see, to move the believer, you've got to move the rock. That rock ain't moving. That foundation is not going to budge. God has laid that foundation. It's Christ, and we're fixed to it by divine grace, by divine power. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Now, trust in Him at all times. You'll never go wrong trusting Christ for everything in salvation. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. We love God's salvation because of the certainty of it, the sureness of it. His covenant is ordered in all things and is sure. His word is sure. It is impossible for God to lie. You can trust His word. You can believe His word. His covenant is sure, ordered in all things and sure. His word is sure. His work is sure. Fourthly, believers love God's salvation because of the completeness of it. I can show you that. Psalm 57. Turn over there. The completeness of it. You see, He completed salvation for us. Believers love God's salvation because of the perfection of it, because of the fullness of it. Of His fullness have we all received grace for grace. Grace heaped upon grace. And there we see the reason for grace is grace. But the point I'm making is the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished all salvation for us. He performed all things for us. Psalm 57, look right here. Verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee, yea, in the shadow of Thy wings. I take that to mean the mercy seat. I'll make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. In Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we're complete in Christ. Look at verse 3. He shall send from heaven. We did, didn't He? What was the result of that? And saved me. Call His name Jesus. He shall save His people from their sin. Number 5. Last of all. And best of all. Believers love God's salvation because of the Redeemer Himself. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God our Savior. We love God's salvation best of all because of Christ Himself. He's altogether lovely. I believe I said this last night, but I'm going to repeat it again. Salvation not in a profession. Salvation not in a pool. Salvation not in a persuasion. Salvation not in a position. Salvation in Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ didn't die to make salvation a possibility. If you meet certain conditions, He justified us with His blood. Redeemed us with His blood. We're not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love God's salvation because of the person of it. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, look at Psalm 70, verse 4. Let such as love thy salvation. Now you're sitting there thinking maybe, well, do I love God's salvation? Those who love God's salvation, you know what they say? Look right there. Let God be magnified. Now let me show you two places. Psalm 34, turn there. You see, those who love God's salvation desire that the Lord Jesus Christ get all the honor and glory, both now and forever. Therefore, we say with David, you got Psalm 34? Verse 1, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth because it's in my heart. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. That's why we're here today. To exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. To lift Him up. Last place, find Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Verse 1. God's people rejoice, they seek Him, and they love God's salvation. And they say, don't you say in your heart right now, let Him be magnified. Let Him be magnified. Psalm 115. There it is, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercies. And Thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? All right. Our God's in the heavens. And He hath done whatsoever He has pleased. Oh, let God be magnified. Do you love God's salvation? I pray you do. And if you don't, I pray God would work that in your heart. And cause you to love Him by His grace. We love Him because He first loved us. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your pastor.